This is the Midday Market Report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined in midday by Brandon Doherty of Total Farm Marketing. Brandon, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Yeah, kind of mixed trade here this morning. Corn up maybe a penny or so, beans down 2 to 4, wheat's up about 3 to 5. So similar pattern to yesterday. Beans still seeming to be a little bit of the anchor here. Looking at that new crop contract there on November, we are between the 100-day and 200-day moving averages. So the 100 days on top, 200 days support on the bottom. So I'm a little bit concerned that we fell below that 100-day and beans have been kind of drifting their way lower. They may continue down and test that 200-day, which is at about 11.13.5. So still a ways to drop if the market wants to test that support level. Aside from that, there hasn't been a whole lot of in the way of fresh news here today. We do have a USDA report here on Thursday.
We will have a check of the numbers next.
Alabama, live in concert. Friday, August 21st, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. With special guest, Exile.
Like Grandma and Grandpa.
Alabama, live. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org. Alabama.
July corn up 1 3/4 at 420.5. July soybeans down 2 3/4 at 11.13. July soybean meal at 303.60, up 90 cents. July soybean oil at 74.84, up 28. Chicago wheat up 5 cents at 5.88 1/4. Minneapolis wheat is up 2 pennies at 6.21. Kansas City hard red wheat up 6 1/4 at 6.36. July oats up 3.5 at 3.15 3/4. On the Merck, June live cattle up 53 cents at 247.05. August feeder cattle up $1.68 at 3.52.38. July lean hogs at 97.03, down 35. July pork cutout unchanged at 116.03. Class 3 milk down a penny at 16.10. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.